Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Got a chance to talk some shop, as I said, with our buddy Rick Bucher, who's all over the NBA and has been for a long time. FS1 NBA analyst. Buke, welcome back, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing well, gentlemen. How are you?
Great, man. Great. I finally have a representative product at the Garden. Let me hit you with this, Rick, because you're on the opposite end of the country. You are obviously further away from the noise, and maybe you're not going to get wrapped up in it like I am. If I said to you right now, Rick, Julius Randle is the what best player in the NBA right now, numbers-wise, where would you throw him?
Well, he was just named the Eastern Conference Player of the Week, if I'm not
mistaken. Saw that. Yes, he was. Saw that.
He was an All-Star this year. I'm going to put him in the top. I'll put him in the top 50.
Top what?
50.
All right. You're not trying to get a rise out of me here, are you? You got to be kidding me with that top 50.
Well, he's not a superstar yet.
Are you serious?
How high do you want to go?
Right now. Buke, put it this way, Buke. If, and I know that this might change your answer, but I look at it as from this angle. If we are kind of still a little torn, you know, didn't live up to the draft hype in LA, bounced around. Like, if he put up these numbers and was responsible for winning, by the way, this year with the Knicks, and he did this for the last 2 or 3 years, which I believe he will do for the next 3, 4, or 5 years, I think that would change how people view him. Right now, Julius Randle's a top 20 player in the NBA. It's top 20.
He was borderline all-star. 24 guys selected to the all-star team.
I got it.
All-star team.
Yeah. Yep.
So I can't put him solid in the top 20. And here's this is my issue, is that, and I love what Julius Randle has done. I love even more what Tom Thibodeau has done with Julius Randle. Good players get their numbers. Mm-hmm. Great players, like the best player, and you probably, you know, I don't know how many of those are, but like superstar level players get their numbers and they get other guys' numbers. Mm-hmm. Julius Randle right now is getting his numbers, but he's not the kind of player and he's not having the kind of season where he's getting other guys.
I disagree, Buke. He's playing with a bunch of nobodies. Rick, I really, really disagree with that. He's playing with Bullock. He's playing with Nerlens Noel. He's playing with Elfrid Payton. He's playing with Barrett, who couldn't shoot before this season. Listen, you know I love you, but when I think you're wrong, I'm going to tell you, you are wrong the way you are assessing Julius Randle's season. You're wrong.
Julius Randle is not a playmaker for other players.
Yes, he is.
He's very good in isolation situations, but in terms of drawing a double team and then consistently either scoring, exploiting that double team, or finding the next guy, mm-hmm. he's not there.
We got to agree to disagree.
He doesn't have that in his game. And I've watched a lot of the Knicks because I'm fascinated by them and by what Tibbs once again has demonstrated what he can do coaching-wise. And I do think that you are underplaying the way that Tibbs has been able to harness all the different pieces that they have. Derrick Rose is the example of a guy who's a playmaker. I don't care what his numbers say. He orchestrates what they do on the floor, and he does so more so than Julius Randle does. I love what Randle is doing. I love that he has added the three-point shot. I love that he has become as much of a go-to guy as they have. But I can't give him that. He's the orchestrator of everything that they do offensively. He's simply not.
Tiki, would you ask him a different question? I'm getting annoyed here.
Let's move over to the West Coast, your coast, and talk about the Lakers for a second here, Buick. We know that you know AD and LeBron are banged up, and we saw this as a point of caution last year with the Clippers. They didn't play a lot together. Now, AD and LeBron obviously have a history because of last year and in the early part of this year, but what's the concern level with these two, one, working themselves back in? We're only, as BT and I were talking about, 11 games or so away from the start of the postseason. Yeah. Like, what's the worry out there in Los Angeles for those two superstars who we haven't seen on the court in a while now?
Well, look, the diehard Lakers fans don't think there's anything to worry about, that once AD and LeBron come back, that they've been able to maintain that they are one of the best, if not the best, defensive teams in the league without them, and that AD and LeBron are going to cure whatever offensive ills that they have. But for anybody else outside of the diehard Lakers fans, you can't. It's a false equivalence to compare this to last year when we had the shutdown and they came back for a couple reasons. Number one, everybody was shut down and came back. Two, this is coming off injury, not layoff, for these guys. Yeah. And the 8 or 9 games that they're going to have to play, like last year in the bubble, they were already established as a seed. Like they didn't have anything to play for in those 8 games. And so they could kind of coast and groove their way into being ready for the playoffs. For where they are in trying to avoid the play-in situation, when AD and LeBron come back, they're going to have to make a decision. Do we want to risk being in the play-in games, or do we want to make sure that we're not, and then we're going to have to play AD and LeBron? We can't ease them back in. We're going to have them go. And I think the other element that's been exposed is just how much they depend on LeBron offensively for this team, because they just have not been the same. And don't put AD – look, if I made you mad, BT, with Julius Randle, AD's in the same camp. AD is a great individual player. He's not a playmaker. He doesn't make the offense run. And so I put Julius in that same category. They do a lot of things at both ends of the floor. But in terms of making the game easier for everybody else, that's the one element that is rare air that I can't put them in.
Okay, all right. We still agree to disagree a little bit. I'm going to move past that one on Buick.
When did this Julius Randle fascination begin with, infatuation begin with you? This is new. This has to be new territory.
This is very new territory. But
last year?
Well, now listen, I thought, to be fair, I thought he was a bit of a hollow, certainly a hollow numbers guy who didn't get it, who didn't make his teammates better. And who didn't necessarily have a passion for winning. The Julius Randle that I've seen unlocked this year by Thibodeau is a guy who's rolling into a city at 1 in the morning, win or lose, off the charter flight, going to get shots up at the gym, dragging Quickly and Barrett and everybody else with him. I think he's diversified and evolved his game. So he got himself in great shape. I like him a lot more than you. That's it.
He's not winning the MVP.
I'm not saying he is.
Who's winning the MVP this year? Because it's a big man for the first time in a really long time. Who do you like here to win the MVP?
Yeah, look, I understand why Jokic is the leader in the clubhouse. I have a vote in this and have had one for the last 25-some years. I'll be honest. I am trying not to I'm trying not to handicap this early because there are so many variables.
Interesting.
I do think Joel Embiid is still in the mix. Steph Curry will be on my ballot, but he can't possibly win. James Harden is taking himself out of it because of the games that he's missing.
Yep. What about Chris Paul?
What makes it really difficult is that every one of these guys, I mean, do you give it to Jokic just because he hasn't missed games?
Is he the only one? I think he is the only one, right?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. And I just, you know, again, watching a lot, and I feel better about Jokic this year than I ever have. But there are games where he looks absolutely stymied. The numbers look good, but there are matchups where it looks like he can't impose his will, and that gives me pause to make him the MVP. So I'll be honest with you. Jokic is the leader in the clubhouse. There's two parts to this. One, there's how I look at it, and then there's how I think the voters collectively are going to look at it. And those two don't always match up.
That's true. I would vote for Embiid. I don't have a vote. You know, we got to wrap it up. We have about 30 seconds. Rick Bucher, FS1 NBA analyst, who really knows this game, the game well. I mean, he knows the game as well as anybody I know, despite his idiotic take on Randall. Just kidding. Give me 30 seconds. I know he'll never win the award, but if you look at literally what the award means, shouldn't Chris Paul garner some consideration?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. For sure, in my mind. And he won't because, you know, look, the fallback always is the numbers and whatnot. And is he the best player on the team? He has had such a profound effect on that Phoenix Suns team that he's another guy that should be there. And Giannis Antetokounmpo isn't going to win 3 years in a row.
Yeah.
But I like his game better this year than I have in any of the previous 2 years. And I didn't vote for him the last 2 years at the top of my ballot.
What did he change?
LeBron last year, and it was Harden the year before.
What did he change real quick?
10 seconds on that answer, Buke. 10 seconds, pal. What did he change, Giannis?
His game offensively is more varied. I'm seeing him take shots in the mid-range when they need to be taken. He's still not hitting them at a great clip, but he's able to operate below the free throw line as a playmaker more than he ever has before, and he's showing a confidence in that part of his game. And you don't have to make them all. You just have to take them when they have to go up so that everybody else can react accordingly.
Buke, Rick Bucher, FS1 NBA analyst. Buke, good having you back on. Enjoy it. We'll talk to you soon, pal. Thank you.
My pleasure, guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.